This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large. A chef in our region has been named a semifinalist in the annual James Beard Foundation Awards. Executive chef and founder of Yiyo's Mexican Grill, Rafael Rios, is one of 20 semifinalists in the Best Chef in the South category. Now, in their 30th year, the James Beard Awards are the food industry's highest honor. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek went to Bentonville yesterday to speak with Rios about his nomination.
We're at Yayo's right now at 8th Street Market before you guys open. So just kind of tell me what's going on. What's everybody doing?
What everybody's doing right now is obviously getting ready for the lunch rush. Normally, right at 11 in the morning, there is a big rush. There'll be a line out the door, and the people that are here right now are my prep people. They get everything, all the recipes. Obviously, the cooking gets done, and they literally just get ready for the business day.
How would you describe the food you serve here?
Mexican food with conscience. So we are, I believe, the only one Mexican restaurant with a farm-to-table approach. So we do have our own farm. We sustain ourselves up to 75% from March through November with our local produce. In addition, we source local proteins as well.
So give me a brief history of Yayo's, because you guys, you started out as a food truck, correct?
That's correct. In fact, actually, we started as a farm. Before the truck came the farm in 2006. In 2008, the farm became a staple of downtown Rogers, also downtown Bentonville. And that led to us opening a food truck in 2012. And then the rest, we call this the flagship. And this is our flagship restaurant at the 8th Street Market in 2017. And we also have a new concept that started this year in downtown Rogers called Yayo's Mezcaleria. It's the only one of its kind here in the state, and only found in big cities like Chicago, New York, or San Francisco, for instance.
Why did you feel like you needed or wanted to start a food truck? What did you just feel like something was missing from downtown Bentonville, or from Bentonville, or just from the region?
When I moved here, I found that most restaurants were the same, if you will. There was a lack of creativity. There was a, in my eyes, of course, there was, they weren't showcasing the true roots of Mexico in my eyes. And I felt that we needed to change that and change the perception of food when it comes to Mexican food and value it as it should be, and just offer something different that would take us home, that would transport us into the roots and the heart of Mexico.
You mentioned, when you moved, the restaurant scene was very different, whether we're talking about Mexican restaurants or any other restaurants. So what have you noticed in that time that sort of does lead up to you getting a James Beard nomination, but also the Chef at the Hive also has had a couple of those. So what is that? What's changed?
Everything has changed. When I moved here, I found that the scene was changing. It was at the beginning. It was at its beginning stages. There was Chef McClure coming in. Chef Mike Robershaw from Seattle was coming in. Chef Matt Cooper was coming in from Little Rock. So all this evolution, there was all these changes coming, and I definitely wanted to be part of that. I was also focused on, again, Mexican food and its roots and its origins, and I wanted to change that perception. I felt that this was my opportunity to do so.
When you found out you were a semifinalist for the James Beard Award, what were you thinking? Did you ever expect anything like that when you started the food truck?
No. In fact, the food truck was just a way to make a living. it was never intended to go beyond that. It was a temporary solution to our financial situation. That was the thing that I knew how to do. Cooking was my passion. And it just, everything came at the right time. The timings were perfect. I believe that James Beard nomination was amazing. I didn't expect that. Being a semi-finalist, certainly didn't expect that. But I decided that I would enjoy it. I'd go for the ride, and I make the best of it. It just makes me a better person. It makes me understand that we're doing really good, and our goals are being met.
Why do you think you got the nomination and ended up a semifinalist? What do you think speaks to people and to the foundation?
Well, it's the quality of life that I was talking about. It's James Beard was known for being a passionate person. He changed lives through his food, and I believe that Yeyos is doing. Is living up to those standards and living to make the quality of life of the people that come to us and have an experience rather than just regular customer service day is important. And they look at those things. And I believe that obviously we did some pairing events for them. There's instances when we really step it up and we create and we make really fine dining food, and that's worthy of them looking at it. And obviously, the concept here at the A Street Market it dictates a different type of food. Most important, I think they're looking at what are we doing for the community, what's going on, why is Yeyos a staple in Northwest Arkansas, and what is Yeyos doing to bring that to close those gaps in the community, making sure that we provide that good customer service that James Beard did.
What happens from here? You're a semifinalist. What happens? What's the next step, I guess, in the process of the awarding of the James Beard Award?
Well, we're enjoying the ride. We embracing everything we possibly can. We are hoping that we become finalists and they come visit us again, and we go to Chicago, and then we go to New York, and we get awarded this beautiful medal. But it goes beyond that. Even if we didn't, the fact that we're being recognized nationwide as a destination to experience something different is absolutely stunning. I'm hoping, and I think we will go to the final stage, and we'll be in New York.
So you mentioned they came by to do a taste testing before you were announced as a semifinalist. Can you tell us what they got to taste while they were here?
Well, I've made I do pairing events, so occasionally, and I do maybe 4 or 5 events per year where I either collaborate with another chef or I do it on my own. So what they, I believe they had, is a mole negro from Oaxaca that's been aged religiously every month, reduced with new chicken stock from a local across the creek chicken, for instance. So it's been aging 3 years. So a 3-year-old mole with seared duck, tlayuda, which is a type of flatbread that comes from Oaxaca in Mexico. And just simple white rice.
What are you hoping happens to the culinary scene in Northwest Arkansas from where we are now? Where do you see it going in the future?
I would love to see more international cuisine, like Ethiopian food or Lebanese food, which I love, more Indian food. So in order for us to be truly on the map as a culinary destination, I believe that there's more to be done. There's more being more inclusive, making sure that we have everything for everyone, and not really focusing solely in American food or Italian food or Chinese food or Mexican food. So there has to be everything for everyone. So it's like inclusivity in the food scene.
Speaking of the future, what are your plans right now? Obviously, you guys just opened up the spot in Rogers. So I don't know if there's anything else on the horizon that you can tell us about or what you're thinking about.
At this point, we are going to hold still. We're going to enjoy this nomination. We're going to enjoy the people that are coming in here. We're going to improve their services. We want to make sure that they absolutely are happy and they have that experience that we discussed. I don't think we're going to expand any more at this particular time. And I don't foresee us expanding too much into all kinds of regions or anything like that. I believe that scarcity is not necessarily a bad thing. Scarcity is good. If I want people to have the experience of Yeyos, then they have to make it in here. And now it's like, okay, Yeyos is doing good. What are the options? Well, there's one option or two options, and the owners are going to be there, or someone that is truly trusted in the family, or someone that it truly cares is going to be there, you know. And I don't want to compromise quality. I don't want to compromise the experience. So I think this is it. We will work on wholesaling some of our corn products. We will work on improving our catering services, events. But as far as Yeyos goes, I think solidifying our brand, making sure that we're doing things right, and taking small steps to in terms of growth is a good thing.
So I do want to ask, because you're an immigrant yourself, obviously a lot of conversations about immigration happening on a national scale. You immigrated and you brought this piece of your culture with you and are sharing it with everybody. What do you want people to know about immigrants in this country?
That's a good question. I think first we have to start with conversations. Making sure we have tough conversations with our neighbors is important. Making sure we understand what other people's point of views are and accepting those and respecting those. As an immigrant, I have big shoes to fill, whether it's here at the restaurant or outside of here. What is the image that I'm sending out to the general public, for instance? How am I getting along with my neighbors? Am I active part of the community? Are we supporting the local organizations that are really meaningful to us? And what are we doing for those that are not part of our curriculum, like our support system? And how do we understand the community as a whole? Specifically when you talk politics, and now you have red and blue, and we hear all these conversations at the table, and we meet people that don't have the same points of views that we do. What do we do? Like, what's our reaction? How do we embrace that, and how do we make it better for everyone?
Do you feel like having Yeyos and having these businesses that create this delicious food has allowed you to have those conversations, to do that work?
Absolutely. So there was a time when it was about proving yourself. So I've proved to be a good part of the community. I have my family has been a good part of the community. So that in the eyes of the people that didn't believe in someone like myself, it changes. And now all of a sudden you have people that embrace you. In my case, and in our case, in our family, we want to make sure that we are part of something that is going to change over many years. And our children are being raised this way. Being an integral part of the community is important as immigrants or as sons or daughters of immigrants. And we have to set the standard, if you will.
Congratulations, and thank you for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. This is your home. Es su casa.
Rafael Rios, the executive chef and founder of Yeyos Mexican Grill, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. From here, the list of 20 semifinalists will be cut to 5 finalists per category. Rios will find out if he's in that group on March 25th. The winners will be announced during the James Beard Awards Gala in May.